the majority of offers are going to be the same product. And to get the loan, the lender's requiring this, not the buyer.
Right.
So the next lender is going to require the same thing. So this is a situation that you're unfortunately in. Now,
welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
Oh, by the way, if you're looking to get more listings and you want a step-by-step approach to be able to do that, I want to invite you to an upcoming 5-day listing domination challenge that CPI and I are hosting, and you can register to attend for free at www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's 5daylistingchallenge.com, and it's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
Dan Rochon of Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching helps a student figure out how to negotiate lender-required repairs. Learn some tips on how to tackle this process in this new episode of Consistent and Predictable Income for Real Estate Agents.
I have a quick question about negotiating lender-required repairs. I have a deal and I'm trying to get ahead of some things. I know the sellers are kind of pushed back. House did appraise over the value, but there are lender required repairs. And the house is being sold as is. They've expressed that they're not doing any repairs.
You're representing the buyer?
Yes.
Okay. So the unfortunate thing for them is that if one buyer is not able to get financing, another buyer is not going to be able to get financing either using the same product. So it's going to be either an FHA or VA product. So they could potentially get a conventional buyer, but there's less conventional buyers than there are VA and FHA. So presenting that to them in that manner, say, I understand that this is, you know, causing you some angst and that you don't want to do this. And the majority of offers are going to be the same product. And to get the loan, the lender's requiring this, not the buyer.
Right.
So the next lender is going to require the same thing. So this is a situation that you're unfortunately in.
Okay.
That's the way I would approach it. Now, tactically, you could potentially get the buyers to pay for those repairs as well, if, you know, as a last case scenario, but I wouldn't even bring that to the table until I presented the reality that they have.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, that is helpful. Because she's already like, oh, I know they're going to renegotiate. I'm like, what are they renegotiating?
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the buyer. Remove the buyer from it because it's got nothing to do with the buyer.
If you do, by chance, end up having the buyers pay for some repairs, not knowing your situation, don't make a big deal out of that to the lender.
Don't even mention it.
Yeah, don't tell the lender. If for a VA, that can be a problem. For FHA, I think it could be a problem potentially too. It's not a problem.
It would never get it. Just as long as it doesn't go on any paperwork, it's basically what you want to do.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge and I'll see you online. Bye.